Here is the English translation of the text you provided. Note that the original text is already in English. China tightens rare earth export controls, targets defense, semiconductor users. Oil eases as Gaza ceasefire cools risk premium. Oil prices decline on Gaza peace progress, U.S. inventory build. Gold's rally could be the hedge investors need against big bets on AI. Macquarie U.S. postpones Wyoming coal lease sale after disappointing Montana auction. Guyanese mining businessmen could be extradited to U.S., Attorney General says. Oil prices edge up on worries about Russian output, higher U.S. demand. Carney says he had meeting of minds with Trump on steel, aluminum. Nestle quits global alliance on reducing dairy methane emissions. Buy pullbacks in silver as it remains cheap relative to gold. UBS TSMC posts forecast beating Q3 revenue surge on AI boom. U.S. approves some NVIDIA UAE sales, Bloomberg News reports. Chinese rare earth stocks surge as Beijing expands export controls. Australia stocks higher at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 up 0.25%. Oracle, Baird initiates with outperform, sees it at center of AI boom. Wall Street's bull market nears 3 years old. History shows it may still have life. OpenAI releases low-cost ChatGPT tier in 16 more Asian countries. Harvard Medical School licenses consumer health content to Microsoft. NBA partners with Alibaba, makes China comeback in Macau. Hong Kong health tech stocks fall on profit-taking, Microsoft healthcare push. Gold firms above key $4,000 level on U.S. rate cut bets. Sentiment deteriorates among German CEOs. Survey shows Argentina lower house approves bill curbing presidential decrees. U.S. targets Chinese companies over drone components used by Hamas. Houthis. Former heads of U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics say Trump's attacks erode trust in data. German economy ministry lifts 2025 growth forecast to 0.2%. Romania's central bank keeps interest rate at 6.5% amid inflation concerns. Steady dollar headed for best week in a year as yen struggles. Japanese banks well-placed to join Nikkei's Takaichi euphoria, say analysts. Morning bid. Asia stocks take tech train to new heights. Russia's central bank calls out violations in state asset grab. Advisor to Takaichi's policy circle says weak yen is good for economy. BOJ will find another rate hike this year difficult, says ex-deputy governor. Judge dismisses retail group's challenge to New York surveillance pricing law. Trump says Israel, Hamas agree to Gaza deal. IRS to furlough nearly half of its workforce due to U.S. government shutdown. Recall announces launch of ERC-20 token on Base. October 15th, Floki funds clean water wells in Africa through partnership with WWFA. Moonberg brings institutional intelligence to the trenches of on-chain trading. Predictive Oncology raises $343.5 million for digital asset strategy. Bitcoin price today retreats from record highs amid U.S. shutdown caution. DDC Enterprise raises $124 million in equity financing round. Casper Network advances regulated tokenization with ERC-3643 standard. Juicy Holdings plans $1 billion cryptocurrency acquisition program. Rome launches its Genesis NFT collection, Imperia. On Magic Eden launchpad, IntelliBridge's Ein Leloy to acquire 70-cent stake in EV charging company, Apogee Therapeutics prices $300 million. Public offering Lev Nation prices $1.3 billion convertible notes at 2.875-cent interest. Phoenix Education Partners prices I at 32 per Kathy Woods Arc continues Brea stock sell-off on Wednesday. Banco Macro announces $225 billion peso share repurchase program, Thunderbird Entertainment FY 2025. Slides revenue hits 185.7 mer owned IP strategy pays off. AZ Q2 FY 2026 presentation. Mixed segment results amid strong EPS growth. EPWK Holdings raises $8 million in public offering. Domo launches on AWS Asia Pacific region to serve Indian market.